CBA Mobile.
From the road, I'm going to have to put out a warning about that W2T Mobile.
Rusty, and, you know, everywhere I go, people are telling me I'm number one.
I think they're telling you something about your IQ.
They'd have to add a few more points to it, but, anyway. I just wave and smile and, you know, oh, hey. But anyway, so what are you up to today?
I went to Sam's to pick up some something, and then I came over to Lowe's looking for some washers, and their price is too high for what I want, for what I need, because I need about 75 washers or so. I got four wheels. I've got to, they put the wrong size wheels on this cart that we have at church, and what happens is it keeps the wheels wobbling, because you can't get it tied up against them, so the bearing comes out, it pops out, and then the wheels wobble even worse, and we put fairly decent heavy loads on them, you know, for what they are. But that's what happens. So anyway, so what I'm doing is trying to find enough washers that I can build up on either side of it when I put it back in that will be tight enough to keep the, you know, keep things from going away.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you got the right idea. So if anybody can fix it up, I bet you can.
Well, I've done that with wheeled carts like this before, and it worked, and I'm going to try the same for this one. So anyway, and I'll go somewhere else and look. I'll go to the Ace Hardware and see if they've got what I want, because all they had were these little thin washers, and I don't need really big ones, but I need some washers with a little bit more thickness than what they had at Lowe's. Because the only thick washers they had were like for 3/4 inch or 1 inch bolts, so I don't have anything that big. So, I don't know. But anyway, and I've got someone who has decided they want to drive like 5 miles an hour in this 40-mile-an-hour zone.
I always seem to find that person, you know. I guess I just catch up with them. but they're everywhere. Yeah, you know what they say about Ace Hardware? Ace is the place. That used to be there. Well, it is still. They changed it from the Helpful Hardware Man to the Helpful Hardware Folks, F-O-L-K-S. I guess they didn't want to leave the girls out of that.
Yep, that's what they have done. And they're pretty helpful, and they have a lot of good stuff there. And their prices aren't bad. So I'll run over there tomorrow probably. And I got to get hold of Mr. N0TR. I need to come over and harass him about something. He's got a antenna for mag mount antenna that he's not using. And I need to replace the one I've got on the car, because it's been on here about 15 or 20 years now. So I need a new one. It's starting to give me problems in places.
He's not in here putting around to Aldi or Costco or something.
Places yesterday or the day before, I can't remember which day it was and all, and took Bernice back to the eye doctor and all. So he's done that part of it. And also, he's probably down there working on the chicken coop or doing something down in the basement today.
KN4UWA, you copy?
And this one's the neighbor. Oh, hello, Steve.
No, we don't have a copy.
I was just doing a little bit of quick test on this little radio. I got a little Baofeng HT. And I had to do a repair on it, so apparently it was successful.
About that, I mean, we can hear you. That means I don't know how well you did. Maybe you need to hit it with a bigger hammer so we can't hear you.
To replace the mic pickup in it. It would transmit, but the mic wouldn't pick up any voice. And I got that replaced in it and received from another one, and yeah, apparently it's doing okay now.
He should have left that thing broken so that all he could do is transmit with no voice. What do you think?
Steve, I tried to start my airplane last night. I never got it started. And so I've got a different engine to put on it. And I was told that the engine would run, so by a very good source that we all know. So we'll see. I guess when I find an Allen wrench to fit that, I thought I had every Allen wrench in the world, but evidently I don't have this one. It's got to be metric, but anyway. So started it good. I might have ran the battery down trying to start the thing.
Good. Well, good. Well, now, are you sure that thing takes low fuel? Because I'm going to tell you, with the valves on it, that looks like something would take gasoline.
They had a gallon of fuel with it, so I guess I'm just assuming. I sprayed a little brake clean down in the, I took the glow plug out. The problem is, one problem I'm having is the glow plug extension, soldered it together, and it's not working. And I don't know why. So I don't know what's going on with that stupid thing. The igniter works. I hook the glow plug directly to the igniter and it glows. So sprayed a little WD. WD-40 to work. It'll burn too. I've started diesels with it. But I sprayed some brake clean. It's real flammable. And I've started a lot of lawnmowers and weed eaters with it. But anyway, and it still wouldn't hit. So I don't know what's wrong with it.
Tell you what, go ahead and take it off of the fuselage and bring it up here, and we'll put it on a test stand and try to fire it up here, okay? And I've got some engine starting fluid. If that engine will run or hit or do anything, it will with this stuff. Okay, it's basically fuel. So, and I'm sure you're familiar with it. So, let's give that a shot before you give up on that motor, okay?
KB4CBA, go ahead, Rusty.
I listened to y'all talk and everything. I tried that, flying those planes like that years ago. And after I crashed two of them, that was the end of my trying to fly the planes. And also, I just like to listen to the guys and find people that actually can fly them. And I'll go out and take some good pictures of them sometimes when they're flying, you know?
Well, I've gone out a couple times with Watch Dave and... I think Steve was there one time and once or twice, and but I am determined to get this plane in the air if I put a different engine on it. Steve, does this thing, since it's four stroke, is it supposed to have oil in it, and where in the heck do you put the oil in?
Well, in that little RC engine?
80.
It's not supposed to have oil, but I tell you what, I don't know. I'll have to do some research on it. Says it's Inyus 80.
Roger. Yeah, I can look it up online. I just thought you might know. It just kind of occurred to me, you know, hey, this is a four-stroke engine, so, you know, the one, all the ones I've ever worked on had motor oil in them. Oh, me, are you mixed it? You know, this is 99.9% nitromethane is the fuel.
On my blow engines, I only ran 15% nitromethane fuel.
Problem. And, you know, the carburetor might be stopped up. Heck, I don't know. I'm going to take the carburetor off and clean it, you know, and see if I can blow air through it and blow some brake clean through it. Brake clean works for everything. Say that stuff is just, that's the cure-all for anything that's stopped up.
Well, listen, I just wanted to jump in there and check this radio and do a couple things real quick. It seems to be functioning pretty good. So I'll let y'all go. My brother and W4DJW might be out there tomorrow if you wanted to come out and try to get in the air a little bit with us. You'd be more than welcome, especially if tomorrow's like today. That wind is perfect, and sunshine, and cool. It'd be a beautiful day. So I don't know what your schedule is. I think we're going to be out there mid-afternoon.
Family reunion to go to, and then after that, I've got a tennis warm-up for an hour, and then I've got a tennis tournament for an hour and a half, so my afternoon is booked solid.
Well, have fun with it, and I'll talk to you guys later. Rusty, try to behave yourself. KB4TVA, 0-0, not N-0-0. Rusty, take it easy, buddy, 73, KB4VWA, clear.
Go ahead, Rusty.
Station this freak. This is KO4NUE, a new ham. Looking for the frequency for the Spartanburg repeater. KO4UNE.
So you still in there? Can you help him out with that? UTKB4CBA. The new ham that just gave your call, I'm mobile, I can't write it down and I can't remember it. I'm not sure what the Spartanburg repeater frequency is. You can look it up you can Google it on the internet.
Call the internet, retard, don't be a dipshit.
KB4CBA, KB4VWA. Lots of QRM today, and if there is somebody out there looking for the Spartanburg repeater, just tell them to go to therepeaterbook.com. They'll see it. And ignore the QRM, Dave. KB4VWA, clear.
With you later. I guess Rusty's already bailed out. let's see, what is your call? KN4VWA, KB4CBA, clear.
Functions to the Waffle House in Silica. Help me.
Station this net. This is KO4NUE, New Ham, looking for the frequency for the Spartanburg repeater. KO4NUE.
C2DX, C2DX. I'm off to DX, man. I'm a new ham.